it's okay to say, like, there are things I don't know how to do, but I'm sure there's somebody I know, or there's somebody out there who knows how to facilitate or how to move something forward. Ask. All I can do is tell you no.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. You guys, first of all, who I have in the Kia with me right now is so awesome. She is my saint. She is my savior, my angel. She has like gone over and beyond to make sure my stay in New Orleans, Louisiana has been top 10. Has been amazing. Like 10 star across everything. Hello,
hi.
Adele. Hi. Thank you. So, okay. First of all, I promised you like that the Kia would be comfortable. Are you comfortable?
The Kia is comfortable.
Okay, cool. You know, I'm always like, we're on a road trip. So I have to make sure to get it interview ready, because road trip ready has its own set of smells and
it's something completely different.
It's totally different. First of all, I was driving into town. I'd already booked an Airbnb that was 30 minutes outside of the city. And I post on my Facebook, does anybody have any good recommendations? But it was before I got the Airbnb. And I was like, is it okay that I'm staying far outside the city? And then Adele posts this place. First of all, she's already being helpful with interviews and connecting me to people. But then she posts this place called The Quizby. And I have to give a shout out to The Quizby because it is one of the best hostels in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'd say my favorite hostel in the world is in Ghent, Belgium. I have another one in Split, Croatia. And this is just like right there. It feels like a boutique hotel. You just happen to be sharing the room.
There you go.
Yeah. It's amazing. So thank you. And so I was lucky enough to cancel my Airbnb and stay at the Quizby. And Airbnb was really cool about it. And you could take the tram straight from the Quizby to the French Quarter. I went to Bourbon Street the night that I got here. You could, you're really close to this main street called Magazine Street. So we took a walk on Magazine. I walked to the Mississippi River. The location is amazing. I felt totally safe. I noticed that when people leave, they are always saying, how'd you enjoy your stay? They really care. Love the Quizby. So with that non-paid for endorsement, I'd like to welcome Adele to the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Oh my God.
In the Kia.
I know. I'm loving having this mobile. I'm like, why do I have a real studio in Los Angeles? I should just drive a Kia everywhere.
Everywhere.
So when I was about to go on the road trip, it's so funny. My editor, Adam, says, you know what the best podcasting studio is, don't you? I'm like, no, what's that? He's like, a car. I'm like,
makes
well,
sense.
Adam, I will give to you the car. So go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Adele Tiblier. I am the director of marketing for a construction tech firm here in New Orleans, but I like to say I'm a little more than just that. I've always been a catalyst for change in the tech industry. I've been in the tech industry here in New Orleans for just over 20 years. So I'm dating myself. But more than just the job, it's always been a passion of mine to be a promoter of the city and someone who really affects change within our industry and to especially women in tech, and to be something of a connector. So I take a lot of pride in that.
And you really live up to it.
It's gotten me far.
So. Your generosity is really just, not only that, you guys, we're meeting on a Sunday at 9 a.m. I was like, I'm really pressed for time and I'm trying to coordinate these interviews. She's like, I don't mind doing 9. I'm like, okay. Like, she's officially gone over and beyond. So tell me, you're involved deep into the New Orleans. Am I saying it right? Is it like New Orleans or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay.
Bravo.
So, you're deeply immersed into the culture here, so much so that not only have you supported me, but you support other organizations too that come into New Orleans to build up the tech community. Can you tell me a little bit about your community work? And then let's start there. Tell me about your community. Yeah.
I was part of a tech nonprofit right after Katrina, and I got involved in that mostly because I wanted to see who was still here and what was going on and how I could be a part of it. It was a great opportunity at the time. And then I got to go into working with small businesses here, which was fantastic through agency life, doing marketing. But part of that was also seeing all of these smaller companies pop up and all of these sort of new tech companies. And we were starting to sort of gravitate together to wanting to see more of a movement. So we actually, a few years, it's probably almost 10 years now, we did a trip to South by Southwest. We organized a bus trip. We rented a house. We got a booth on the floor. We were not a company. People are like, well, who are you guys with? We're like, the city of New Orleans. And they're like, well, why do you have a booth? We're like, because New Orleans is awesome. And you should come and bring your business there because we'd love to have you. And we threw a party. That's awesome. And we did that 3 years in a row. We had sponsorship from local government agencies, from private public partnerships, from the companies that were here, just hey, go spread the good word of New Orleans. So that was sort of my first foray into really organizing a movement. Since then, we've seen a lot of growth in the tech industry here. And we've really garnered a lot of attention, so much so that Collision moved here 2 years ago, and it'll be here again for a third year. Collision is a sister conference to Web Summit.
Yeah.
And I've been heavily involved in them being here and hopefully the success in them being here and them wanting to stay and do it for another year and hopefully many years to come.
Totally. So. Before we move forward in the conversation, you brought up South by Southwest, you brought up Web Summit, you brought up Collision. You know, I never like to make assumptions that people know what these things are. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about South by Southwest? It's SXSW. You may have seen that around Collision and Web Summit.
Sure. South by Southwest was sort of my first introduction to these I don't even know, like mega conference about just internet of things, connectivity. And it was all about connecting people.
And it's in Austin, Texas.
Yes. And so it not far from here. So it was an 8-hour bus ride. So we rented an entire bus and used that as our shuttle the entire week while we were there.
Cool.
So we had about 30 people that went. And I mean, we're talking like people that own businesses, people that were just out of college, people that were part of the government agencies that were sponsoring us were on the bus. I had them bunking in Airbnb type houses on the floor, on mattresses, on tops of pool tables. Like we were wherever we could be there. And it, and I find Web Summit is similar to South By in that it is sort of that collection or, gives you the breadth of what internet is and all of the different technologies and all the platforms and how people are a part of that, not just from the coder side.
Right.
South by is not just about the coding, it's very much about, it's where Twitter really sort of took off and you started to see a lot more with the instant connectivity between people and seeing it come offline.
Right.
Web Summit is Europe's sort of bigger, better, bolder version of South by. They were like, well, South by is great, but how can we take this to the next level? And so they have mini conferences within the larger event. So there are different stages and they're all focused on different things. There's sports technology. There is music technology.
Right.
There is SaaS. So software as a service, marketing, you name it. They've sort of got an area that's focused to that. So anyone who is in any part of the industry can find something that's theirs. And then Collision is sort of the sister smaller conference started in Vegas. I think we're going on almost 5 years ago.
Right.
And it started fairly small, but ramped up very quickly. Last year, The first one in Vegas, I think he had 500 people. And then last year in New Orleans, Collision was at just around 16,000. So in 4 years, it went from like 500 people to 16,000.
16,000, that's insane.
And they're coming from all over. And what was interesting was that Web Summit is very much the European base. You see a lot of people from that side of the world.
Right.
And in New Orleans for Collision, we saw a lot of people from like South America and Mexico coming in because it was so much more accessible.
Right.
And then from across the country in Canada. And then we did have people that came over from Europe as well. So it's that sort of same vein. If you can't get across the pond, then Collision's the way to go. And also you get to be in New Orleans, which I highly recommend at all times. So those are just a few of the things that I've been a part of.
Now, what makes Collision? I mean, there's so many tech conferences now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like there's one every day of the week.
Right.
What makes Collision different? Like, why do people around the world flock to Collision and to Web Summit? Now, you guys, just in case, so Web Summit is the main conference and Collision is like a spinoff from Web Summit.
Right. I would say, personally, I see it as they're very much about connecting people. And while the sessions are really well done and you've got, they're only 20 minutes each, so it's very compact and you get a lot of information in 20 minutes. It's not the usual, here's a PowerPoint, I'm going to stand here and show you.
Right, right.
You're really getting like actionable 20 minutes. All right, I only have 20 minutes. I'm going to get to the point. I'm going to tell you what you need to know, what makes a difference in what I'm trying to, the information I'm trying to give to you versus here, sit through this hour long session. Right. But even before the sessions start, they're really conscious about trying to put people together and really sort of matchmaking. So when you go in, you're telling them what it is that you're interested in, what you'd like. And the night before it starts, they're doing pub crawls and they're matching people that should be connecting before you even get to the show floor.
That's so cool.
So many conferences, you end up the last night and you're like, oh, I wish I would have met you the first day. Like, it's so great having this conversation. I've seen you in all these sessions. Like, we seem to be in the same sessions. Versus having that conversation to start with and meeting people the first night. So now you have people to sort of pal around with and, what are you going to go to? Oh, I'll be at that as well. And you can really, you make, I think, a deeper connection.
And I believe, so I met Patty who created Web Summit. I met him for the first time when I was in Portugal, Lisbon, and he was actually doing a Women in Tech gathering, which was great. And then I met with him and then he came back to my hostel, actually, and we had a chat. And then I saw him again when I was at a conference in Dublin. We hung out and I believe there's two things I'd like to say about Patty. One, I believe they created a matchmaking technology, and this is how that helps make it more efficient. But more importantly, he seems like the most down-to-earth, sincere guy. He literally just wants to create a rich impact on people's lives. And I think that's the motive why he created such a dynamic matchmaking technology, because he's like, this is what would create the most valuable experience. Yeah.
I think he saw what he wanted out of conferences and said, why can't we have one that does this?
Yeah.
Well, we can. I just have to build it.
Yeah.
And I think people get more out of anything if they go into it with a, how can I make this better? Not what can I get from it?
I mean, he's such a good dude.
Yeah.
Such a good dude. And I don't say that lightly because I'm one of those black and white people where it's like, if I could tell you're not really good, I'm like, stay out of my energy sphere, you know? And so I was just really just jaw dropped by how humble and down to earth, bright, like really intelligent, just great guy. Anyway, so yes, there's so much that I want to add. First, I just, I feel like it's meeting like a celebrity talking to you, right? Like,
you're gonna make me blush.
You seriously have, it is hard traveling. It's hard. Okay, I've done two Women in Tech tours. This is my third one now, and this is my first road trip ever. And I'd say a road trip is about 50 times harder than my traveling through Europe or in Scandinavia and all that. Like, it's just entirely different. And it's really, unfortunately, it's really difficult traveling the States. A lot more difficult than Europe. And you just made, you made me feel welcome here.
Well, New Orleans is known for that. So
it was,
I can't take credit for that. It's how I am.
So I'm really excited. So, okay. So technology, when did you first fall in love with technology?
1996. Well, before that, probably.
What happened? Like, when do you remember?
I was in school here in New Orleans, and I fell into SEO really early on. I started to figure out like search engines made sense, math and science. And yeah. people were like, oh, hey, I need help with this.
And SEO is search engine optimization.
Yeah, yeah. I live in a land of acronyms. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'll remember. But, and I got the opportunity to work with some startups here that were really early in that, in the tech phase and yeah. the internet. And I was like, and they were like, look, you get this. Just come do whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
And we'll buy the programs you need and we'll give you what you need and just run with it.
Right.
And being able to sort of tweak the dials and see impact from that, just right. like it lit me up. And then I was just hungry for more. And
right.
I've been hungry for more, you know, every day since that first day. Like, what else can we do? What else can we use? How
right.
else can we do this? And then it started to become not just what can I do, you know, for the companies that I'm working for, but how can I use this for my city?
Right, right.
How can I use this for nonprofits?
Right.
I sit on nonprofit boards and how can I take what I've learned and sort of spread it? We have a saying here and it's rising tide lifts all ships. And that was very big after Katrina. And I still very much believe that. Like if we all work even to move things just a little bit, it helps the flywheel of where you live and who you work with and the city around you and then the community around
yeah.
you and the state and just it spreads. And so
you spend so much time investing into others. I would love to take this opportunity to ask, like, how can we support you? What's one thing that we as a community can do to support you and your growth and to help accelerate your success?
I mean, it's not usually about me. I very much believe that whatever what you put out there with good intention comes back in spades.
Okay, but this particular moment, if you had one, I get it because I come from the same cloth, so I get
yes.
it. But this is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is important.
Yeah.
If you had one ask, because we have so many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people listening.
Fantastic.
So if you had one ask, because imagine that one of the people listening right now, are you guys listening? One of the people listening right now could provide you that thing. What, you know, what would that thing, is it, are you looking to hire someone? Are you looking to travel somewhere? Are you looking for more customers? Are you looking for growth hack? I mean, whatever, like just whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I am hiring a lead gen marketing automation person.
Do they need to be in New Orleans?
It's preferable.
Okay.
I would love people to give New Orleans a chance. I think that if they came down and were to be a part of this and,
yeah.
and what you're expressing, this is how this community is. This is how, especially the tech community, the women in tech community here is very strong. It's give it a shot, like come down, give me a call. I will introduce you to whoever,
yeah.
Or make it as easy as possible for you to move a business here, because I just want you here. The more of you here, the more of you I get to talk with, and the more of you I get to share ideas with, and the more of you I can get on a bus or on a plane to come and represent
awesome.
The city. And so, but if I had to make one ask,
yeah.
it would actually be for a local nonprofit that I sit on the board of. It's called kidssmart.org. They actually facilitate teaching teachers with the arts program. So not just like art programs themselves, but like science, using art to teach kids science,
right.
Or math or even English. And because people learn in different ways.
Right.
And students, chalk and talk is just, it's old and it's tired. And, you know, getting kids up and moving and making them think about how the planets rotate and then making them the planets and talking about tilt and rotation and them doing it makes it so much more interactive.
Yeah.
And that's the world we live in now. It's interactive, but it's not just with the screens, it's with people. So $5, $10, whatever. They do a lot locally, but they also are doing things where they're spreading nationally. So I would give a shout out to KidSmart. And if you've got, you know, $5 to spare, maybe save yourself a coffee run and throw it at some kids who and teachers who are doing some amazing things.
And how can they do this? One, how can people connect with you? Mm-hmm. How can they make a contribution? All the things.
Kidssmart.org. You can do micro donations. And me, I'm on everything. Twitter, Facebook. Twitter's my preferred
Can you spell your name?
Sure. I'm at Adele, A-D-E-L-E, Tiblier, T-I-B-L-I-E-R, all together. Same on Facebook, LinkedIn, same. But yeah, please do connect. I love connecting with people.
I love it. And you guys will include kids. It's Kids Smart, mm-hmm. right? Kids it's singular. Mm-hmm. And we'll include Kids Smart in the show notes so that you can make your contribution. If you could do a quick ask if someone had in mind a number, because I know sometimes people feel like, oh, I only have a dollar, or oh, can you speak to that for a sec?
$5 makes all the difference in the world.
All right.
So if you've got $5, throw it their way.
And tell us one more time, like really short, where's that $5 going
to
go?
It goes to the programming. They actually put artists in schools. And so they spend time 2 out of 5 days with the teachers in class, helping them come up with curriculum and actually facilitating arts integration with different subjects like science, math, history, you name it.
Awesome. What's one way that you overcome challenges?
Sometimes I try to break everything down into small bites, because if you look at it as a whole, it's just too hard to try to tackle everything at once.
100%.
So, you know, take bite-sized chunks out of it. Do the things that you know you can get done, because it's going to make the bigger things seem a lot smaller, and ask for help. I mean, I think we're in an age where people are scared to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And to say, I don't know how to do this. And it's okay to say, like, there are things I don't know how to do, but I'm sure there's somebody I know, or there's somebody out there who knows how to facilitate or how to move something forward. Ask. All I can do is tell you no.
Totally.
Never. I mean, just ask. Ask for whatever it is you need or you want.
Totally. One note that I'd like to talk about a little bit more before we start to wrap up our conversation is, again, it's been the theme through the whole thing. You're such a giver. You're such a leader in your giving. You're constantly contributing. I just think about all the people if you go to a networking event, typically it is me first. Like, what can you do for me? Can you share with everyone your mindset in how to be a giver and it to make sense? Because sometimes a lot of giving is depleting and you don't know when you're going to get back. Share your methodology, because I think it's really important to be like how you are is important, but scary.
It is. As I mentioned, I generally don't walk into situations looking to get something out of it. I'm looking to just be a part of the experience.
Right.
And part of that experience is understanding what other people are doing. And within those conversations, you also find ways that you might be able to lend your expertise or some insight. And by doing that, you become a resource to those people.
Yeah.
And so when they need what you do, you're the first person they think of. Like, wow, you know, she always has some insight or something helpful or something useful to add.
Right.
And those are the kinds of people that people want to surround themselves with.
Right.
Because they go above and beyond, and it doesn't even have to be that above or beyond. It's really just, it's what you do. And if things that you think are super simple generally aren't easy for other people.
Yeah.
And I think that women especially, we think, oh, well, everybody knows how to do that.
Right.
And they don't. And it took me a long time to realize that, like, this is so easy for me. Certain elements of what I do are easy for me. And other people, it's like, oh, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah,
I'm like, well,
yeah,
let me help you get started at least.
Right.
Let me give you the pieces. If you're the resource, then by being that resource without going in ready to sort of tell everybody what you do, the opportunity opens itself up.
Right.
You just have to listen for it.
Totally.
But don't be shy. Just go in there, listen, and find that piece or that nugget of, you know, where they're looking for insight, that one little question, and say, oh, you know, I have had a similar experience, or have you tried this? And just put it out there. That's when conversations happen and when they get more depth and when you truly make an impression on someone.
Right.
People don't remember if you walk them and you go, hi, my name is so-and-so. This is what I do.
Right.
It's more of a, you know, if they're looking for the how can you help me, it actually turns them into a giver.
Yeah.
By being someone who's given to their need or added to what they're looking for. It you're changing their mindset. And by changing their mindset, I think that makes better conversations and it makes networking better.
Totally. People want to do business with people that they like, trust, and know.
Yeah.
Not with someone that says, give me something.
Yeah. I haven't applied for a job in 12 years.
I love it.
It's because I've give, and opportunities when they present themselves, if they're the one for me,
yeah,
then it's just a conversation versus a, you know, fight the rat race and totally. Fight other people. And it's like, I don't want to fight. I'm not in it for the fight.
Yeah.
But, you know, let your reputation precede you. And by doing those things, you know, startups all deal in the flywheel and all the little things that lead to bigger movement.
Right.
It's the same with you as a person. You are your own flywheel and you are adding these little bits of resource that you're putting in out there into the ecosystem. And this, you know, every little helpful hint or every, you know, connection that you make, those are connections for life.
Yeah.
And so make them count.
I love it. Before we wrap up our convo, have you seen...
love it.
This is the coolest. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have these for you. Have you heard of Women Who Start Up?
No.
Company that I interviewed in Denver, Colorado is super awesome. It's a global organization empowering women. I love it.
That's amazing.
So that's their sticker. Yeah. And then this is the Women in Tech sticker.
Very cool.
But this is so cool. Okay. So this is Share Your Compass bracelet. You go to shareyourcompass.com. The reason why I like this so much, this one, you guys, is 2123. Is the idea is it was created by a female founder. She hand makes them all herself. This is cork imported, speaking of Lisbon. Imported from Portugal, made to look like gender neutral leather. But it's not leather. It is cork. And the idea is to give it to a woman in tech who inspires you within 2 weeks. And so you share your story on Share Your Compass on how you received it. And then they share their story and how they received it. And then they give it to someone within 2 weeks in tech. They give it to a woman in tech in 2 weeks. And then you guys can all track your stories then meet people down the chain. That's how amazing. Rad is that?
That is amazing.
And so do you have in mind who you'll give it to?
I don't.
You could think about it.
I'd have to think about it.
So think about who you'll give it to within the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But this is 2123, shareyourcompass.com. And I love it. I just think it's the coolest, funkiest social networking.
No, I love it. And it takes it offline. Like we were saying, it makes those real connections.
Yeah.
I mean, online's great. And making connections online is fantastic. And I have 11 Slack channels and, you know, conversations in Facebook. But it's the stuff that really makes a difference offline that makes
it
all.
I think I have it back. Where did I put it?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So now you have instructions on how to do it too. Thank you so much, Adele, for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast, for being who you are. I greatly appreciate it. You've made this trip one of my favorite, you know, experiences. It's just been a gift. You guys, if you want to connect with more extraordinary, I keep trying to train myself to say y'all instead of guy. I mean, for me, just
you guys.
I know. Yeah. For me, it doesn't bother me with guys, but I know some people like it's a trigger point. So I'm doing my best to change guys to y'all.
You're in the right city to start making that thing.
But it's tough because it's a habit. But anyway, I am doing my best for you. But so y'all. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group. And you could tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us, all the things at Women in Tech Show. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. It would have been a nightmare to drive.
So
you're
gonna get rid of like your apartment and just live in this car?
I mean, pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
And now I know you can like have a slumber party in it.
Yeah.
I feel like. It's
I mean, are you
fabulous.
Gonna sleep here?
I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm gonna go get my pillow and like spread out.
Amazing. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Kia.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.